This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
It is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus, the ESPN app. You can get us on Sirius XM Channel 80 as well. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. We will have Kimberly Martin on with us later on the Goodyear Hotline. I am patiently waiting as I am on a single shot right now on ESPN Plus for my co-host to step in. Can you close the door as you take your seat, Mr. Bart Scott, TV star? Can you dig it, sucker?
What up?
What's happening?
Kuta Matata.
So you do make it from First Take, and I see you're no worse for the wear.
All good.
Although I got to ask you, out of the gate, I love the suit. I love the shirt. What are you doing with the white shirt underneath like this?
Well,
what are you doing?
You know what? I was ill.
Have I not taught you anything?
I wasn't prepared. You know I know how to dress. I just wasn't prepared.
I know you do, which is why you're representing us on national TV with Stephen A. Smith.
But
and you're going on wearing you got a bacon neck undershirt.
No, it's not bacon
going
neck.
On
it just shouldn't
underneath
be shown.
A dress shirt?
It shouldn't be shown, but it is nice. It's Calvin Klein. It's, you know, a little Pima in it, so it's some snapback. I don't have bacon collar,
I
should have put a tie on, but guess what?
He's buttoning it,
They said, Bart, we don't need you on Wednesday. I didn't know I was in for Wednesday, but they called me in. They called me out the dug. I said, we need a closer.
Well, what did you just put a suit on that you found in the green room? Where did these clothes come from?
No, these are my clothes, but I just grabbed it. I didn't grab everything because I didn't know I was going to be on until yesterday.
So you had a day to prepare for this,
no,
and you
I still decided to go with the white undershirt showing under a dress shirt. I stayed in the city. But you got to admit, this is Zinnia right here. This is all silk, baby.
Everything.
This is all silk.
What is that, velvet?
This is all silk.
It looks amazing up until the part where I get to your
bacon
neck.
Collar. Yeah.
And I'm like, is he there? See, that's what you should have done.
Sir, Brother Noomsie.
But I thought you, obviously, as usual, showed out well on First Take.
Well, I had to represent for us.
I thank you,
you know
and I appreciate
saying?
You doing
it's
that.
About us.
But once again, we will this about us thing with the shirt collar. That
yeah, I'll be
we're
better.
Not doing that
Look,
again.
Look, no cufflinks either. I forgot my cufflinks, man. It was a tough day for me.
Yeah, but you still. And you got here, though, and that's what matters the most. We want you to be part of Barton Hahn Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football is back, and so are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. And we want you to call in or tweet at us at Barton Hahn and tell us if Bart is wrong to wear the, like, at least go V-neck.
Yeah, that's true.
To show the white undershirt under a dress shirt.
That was disrespectful.
Is that a bad look, or do you do that? That's what we want to hear from you. Because I know, as you can see, I do not.
Ooh, you got that.
There
you
is
got,
no you excuse
got,
for that.
You got that Tom Selleck going
you know
on
what
right
I'm
there.
Saying? You know,
he's
I'm
your baby Tom Selleck.
It's still warm out today.
I can tell you was feeling yourself in the summer because you shaved it off, but it's finally growing back.
It's growing back.
That's three weeks post-op on the taco meat.
It is absolutely true. It is growing back because it's you know it's fall now. But it's warm out today, so
time
I let that one extra
time
button
for that
go.
Shirt. It's time for that to show you to grow that shirt back there. As long as there ain't no back. You know what? We should be.
What?
Man, what is it? Man, whatever. We need the
Manscape?
Mower. Yeah, we need the manscape.
The lawnmower?
Right now, you showed him the taco meat. Holla at my boy, man. He need to do a little manscaping going on right here.
So show a little bit. Just a little bit.
You know what I'm saying?
You don't want to, all of a sudden everybody's home going, what the? Don't show.
Don't show the sternum.
You got a little bit. This feels a little bit like.
Are you okay? Are you okay?
Late 70s, early 80s. What do you mean? I'm good.
No, yesterday, man. Like Yankees,
no.
Gerrit Cole.
Oh, last night.
Hamstring helper. I mean, I put the picture of the.
I almost like it's amazing. Yeah,
up.
I saw that. I it's almost as if I wish it was a blister.
Yeah.
Which was Phil Hughes was speculating that on Twitter, former Yankee
hand.
Pitcher. David Cohn on the Yes Network during the game broadcast was also thinking maybe it's a blister.
You know what they say about assumptions? It makes and me.
Yeah, well, the problem is that the hamstring part of it does concern me. We will certainly get into that. And the impact that this injury could have on the Yankees, and if it lingers or not, the Yankees are not getting an MRI so far, so they don't believe it's something serious. But it was serious enough to take them out of a game last night that they were already losing, and they lose again. I mean,
this was the one you circled. That was the guarantee.
Well, he's the stopper.
This when we talked to Michael Kay yesterday, he said, good thing they have Gerrit Cole. Yesterday, Gerrit Cole wasn't a good thing.
No, well, he just didn't have it. He clearly didn't have it, and he left the game, which, of course, precautionary. You want to get out of there before it's too bad. But you need that stopper. You don't get it. They are lifeless right now, and that's a major concern. And if you're the Blue Jays, you're looking across the field, and
you
you're going,
catch him.
We
you
got a shot
him.
Here.
We can catch him.
Because the Red Sox also are messed. If you're the Blue Jays, that young team with all that offense, what an exciting team they're becoming. You look across the field and you go, oh, no, we got this team. You know what that's like when you look across the field, Bart Scott, and you see a team that you know
like
is dead in the water.
It's chum in the water. And this team is too young to know that they shouldn't be where they are.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that's the beauty of being young. You stupid. You don't know where you're supposed to be. You don't know how you're supposed to react.
You know what? With that in mind, let's get Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless, because you've said this a lot, and we've certainly discussed a lot about a season and early in a season, how bad teams don't know they're bad yet.
Yeah.
I was doing this, so talk about anxiety, watching the Yankees last night and seeing where they're headed as, you know, again, the Dodgers, the Giants, the Rays, Astros, they look like the class. That's, you know, White Sox. That's your – as we head closer and closer to October,
those are your real contenders.
The Yankees feel more and more like that Fugazi, you know, like that pretender.
Paper chips.
Right? The Mets are hanging in there, the other New York team, if you want to talk about them. But so there's anxiety going on, right, when you talk about playoff teams. But the rest of the league, you know who you are, and you're already kind of like letting go of your season. You're letting go of the rope on baseball, and you're going into the football season. So I was doing this this morning as I was preparing for today's show. And I was thinking to myself, as week one begins tomorrow, right? We have our first game tomorrow, week one of the NFL, and you feel like there's that optimism abounds, no matter who you are.
Everybody's undefeated.
Everybody's undefeated. Everybody feels like they've got a shot. Everybody feels good.
Yeah.
And I thought, but if that's the players. You guys feel good.
Yeah.
Coaches want to be optimistic. They want to believe. Owners, all that stuff. But I know fans they keep it real. They keep it 100.
Yeah.
And there's anxiety that just builds inside you going into a season.
Yeah.
Because you want to invest, but you're like, I'm going to get hurt. I know I'm going to get hurt.
There's a lot of scar tissue there for you, Alan.
So I put together the first, because we have all 32 are playing, so we have 16 games starting tomorrow, this in week one. So I put together all 16 games, and I did this thing I want to call the anxiety index. Now, this is, and I want you to be part of this. We also want you as the callers. Again, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We want you to be part of this, too. Because I would like, and we did this with the BS meter, and it was a lot of fun. People liked it. And I want you to call in, and you give me your team, and you tell me what your anxiety index is, 1 through 10. And then you tell me what that anxiety is. Like, what's the basis of your anxiety?
What's the roots?
What's the origin?
What's the origin?
It's easy for me. And it's only for week one, not for the whole season. Just week one, your very first game, there's an anxiety index for everyone. Yeah. Maybe not for everyone, but pretty much every fan has that.
I know
like James Steele, a producer that we know well here at ESPN Radio. He is a huge Chiefs fan. And if you ask him, he's always miserable.
Yeah.
He's never comfortable.
He's got the best man on the planet.
You have the best quarterback who's going to be the best quarterback in the league for the next decade or more.
Yes.
You already got one Super Bowl. You're probably going to win more.
Went to another one.
And yet he's like, in his mind, he's just like, yeah, but things are going to go bad. Like, it's a different levels of anxiety. For me, it's easy. Week one, I'll give you the Jets one. I'll get right out of the gate. Week one, Sam Darnold revenge game. Done. Yep. Done. Yep. Do I need to say anything more,
Robbie
Bart
Anderson.
Scott? Don't even bring him up.
They just gave up on me.
There's just one reason for a Jets fan to have anxiety, the Sam Darnold revenge game. Yes. End of story. So that's mine.
Yep.
All right. Now, when I say that, though, Bart, you as the player, what is your response to the anxiety index or something like that? Do you just laugh at it?
Well, if I'm Zach, I'm like, listen, don't worry. I got this. Well, because what happens is the fan is the last person to know that this is the year that their team gets over the hump, right? Because they're sitting in there and you guys are conditioned, right? Remember when I was here in 2009, we won the first three. Everybody was like, oh, look at the great.
Yep.
Like the Jets, they beat the Patriots, all this stuff at home. Like they took care of time.
Set a tone.
They're not here to kiss the rings. And then we lost three in a row.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, same old
Jets. Same old Jets.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Like, okay, they just were lucky.
Good feelings
and
gone.
And then what happened is we struggled. We won some. We lost some. And there was so much anxiety around here when we thought that we didn't have any shot to go to the playoffs, and when we lost to Atlanta and everything had to go right, and then everything went right. So players never are the last to really realize that it's over, right? Because they always still think that it's still an opportunity.
But also, and the fans are the last to know that it's heading in the right direction.
Right.
The players will
they
know.
They don't see the little subtle indicators.
Saying, right, and players
will
tell
you, almost there. We're almost there.
Know. All right, so let me give you another one. Anxiety meter. So here's another one for you. And this is one of the games on Sunday. And this is Niners-Lions.
Ooh.
It is Détroit-Lyon. And you know, this is your team now. This is your hometown team. And I'm going to tell you, here's your anxiety index. It's not with the Lions.
Yeah.
Because as you said, bad teams don't know they're bad yet in week one. So with that in mind, the anxiety is in the Bay Area. Why? Because Dan Campbell, the new Lions coach, is so unpredictable. We know he's intense. Like, it's the season opener, and it's in Detroit. And, oh, by the way, there's 7.5-point dogs at home.
Yeah, yeah.
All that is being built up. So,
if Dan
Campbell has guys biting kneecaps, like you just said, think about this. Injuries derailed the Niners' season last year early on.
And turf.
And you're playing against a team with nothing to lose and a lot to prove with coach who's going to have them running out of
flea
the tunnel.
Flea flickers, double reverses.
If I'm a Niners fan, that's my anxiety. So, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your anxiety. Let's see. Let's begin. Joe is in New York. Joe, your team and your anxiety for week one.
My anxiety is the Patriots to recover quickly. My bet is that they will beat all the Eastern Divisional teams, okay? And the key will be defense, which nobody is thinking about with the Patriots.
Are you talking about the Patriots?
My anxiety
You're a Jets fan. All right, so you're a Jets fan. And you're
I'm a Patriots fan.
Oh, you're a Patriots fan.
My anxiety is for the Patriots to come back and recover and beat all these Eastern Division teams, the Bills, the Jets.
That's going to be tough to do.
Dolphins.
Yeah, so
I get it.
Okay, like, so that's his anxiety is that they kind of get back to being, can they do that with this division, which is a lot better than what we remember seeing in the Brady years?
I don't know. I mean, starting off six games without Stephon Gilmore, you know, he allows that defense to do a lot
He's
of different things.
Right.
Now they don't have anybody that's a shutdown corner, so now that means they have to play more honest defense, which means they can't be as aggressive.
And their offense has to score.
Right. And then, the offense is going to have to, take the air out of the game, right? So you think about running the ball, play action. You know, they're going to protect Daniel Jones. They're going to check Mac and Cheese early on in the process. But it's going to be interesting, man, because I don't think the other teams in the division fear New England anymore because it's not the big bad wolf isn't there anymore, which is Tom Brady. And you already were defeated going into that game knowing that you had to defend him offensively and defensively.
Yeah, and we talk about anxiety. Week four will be that for sure. All right, it's 40 in New Jersey. 40.
40 water. What up?
What up, bro?
What's up? What's the anxiety? What's your team? What's your anxiety?
I'm a Detroit fan. My anxiety is zero.
3-1-3,
zero.
3-1-3.
We're out there just trying to, set the tone, man. We're not worried about wins this year. Man.
Yeah. Listen, I'm concerned. Are you concerned with Sewell not kind of living up to expectations? He's supposed to be the best left tackle in the draft, and he hasn't shown up. He struggled, man. What's going on in Detroit?
Why would that be the anxiety? The anxiety is Jared Goff. You gave up Matt Stafford Jared Goff.
Right,
that's the anxiety.
But you have Sewell to protect him. So if not, then he's going to be getting hit in the back of the head. Then he's going to even get worse.
Frank and we still got Teller. We good, man. He gonna be all right. He a rookie. He gonna be all right.
I love
you. You from the 248 to 313?
I let him
Damn
go.
Damn it!
Sorry, 40 is laid back. He is not worried at all.
They're gonna run the ball though. The Lions gonna run the ball. They got Deuce Staley as a coach and Anthony Lynn. They gonna run that damn ball.
Now I want to make sure I say this name right. Is it Sensile? Sensile, North Carolina. Did I say that right?
Yeah, it's Sensile. What's going
Sensile.
On, fellas?
How you doing?
What up, Brody?
All right. My squad is the Washington football team, and my anxiety level is on 10 right now.
Why?
10?
Why?
Between Fitz tragic and our defense giving Justin Herbert too many times on the field, I think it's going to be trouble.
I'll tell you what. Here's my tale. I'll let Bart go next. I think Rashawn Slater, great draft pick, right, for the Chargers. Love him.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Great potential there. But, I mean, obviously you're prioritizing building that wall around Justin Herbert. But his first test in the league is Chase Young?
See, but this is what you need to know.
If I'm a fan from Washington, I am more concerned than I would be for
– No. This is what you need to know about that. Slater dominated Chase Young in college.
Daha!
Yeah, this ain't the first matchup. This ain't the first matchup.
I know,
he was at Northwestern.
Yes.
They were in the same – both in the Big Ten. Slater dominated Chase Young. Put him in a chess.
If I'm a Chargers fan, I'm have a lot more anxiety than I would if I'm a Washington fan.
No, because they got Brian Bulaga. And they went and got paid the highest paid center. They went and got Corey Lindsey.
I know they're building a wall around Herbert, but oh, by the way, can I remind you that do they have a running game? The Chargers.
Yeah.
Do they do?
Yeah, they do.
Everybody's banged up. You forget?
No, who got hurt? No, that's the Rams.
No.
He got hurt.
They are down to like their third running back as well.
Damn it!
Yes. See?
Somebody need to hit refresh on my computer.
All right, we continue. See, I told you this would be fun, right? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Oh, we got to take this one. Eric in Georgia. Eric?
What's up, man? Thanks for taking my call. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Oh.
And for game one.
Give you a hug.
Game one, my anxiety is a 5 for tomorrow night.
Well, 5 is, that's like.
5 is in the middle,
you're
right?
In the middle?
You're a little afraid.
Because I'm looking at a whole season. Yeah. I want to wake up Friday morning and listen to you guys saying, hey, Cowboys lost, but they went toe-for-toe with Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't have Zach Martin. Dak didn't get hurt. Their defense flew around. So, now, like I said, the anxiety for the season's over the charts.
Well, that's different.
But tomorrow night, yeah, I'm a 5. No injuries. We got a long break till the following Sunday. Knock some rust off for Dak. Get Zach Martin. And just get better.
I like it.
Thanks for the call, guys.
I like it, Eric. And you know what? Here's the thing, too. He's right. If it's a shootout, if we're like 41-38 or something like that, like something just a wild shootout.
Yeah.
But give me a 35-28, something like that. If you're the Cowboys and you lose it, you're like, all right. Like, you'll take it.
Yeah.
But if it's, you know, 38-14.
Yeah. If that defense, you want to see some improvement from that defense. This is the problem, right? Everybody knows that Dan Quinn plays a cover 3, right? And guess who knows even more than others, right? Because he went against that team in the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady has a book on Dan Quinn. That's the problem with being around for so long. You know the coordinators. You know where they came from. You know what they like to do, what they can't do, and how to beat their systems. That's the difference between system quarterbacks and system defensive coordinators. Tom Brady has a book on everybody. No matter where you go, you can change the uniform. You can't change the philosophy.
I love this. All right, let's continue with the anxiety meter for week one. Now, remember, it's not for your season. It's just for week one.
Week one.
We're taking your team. We have our games. We picked every single game. I did every game, and I have my idea of what the anxiety meter should be, which side it should fall on.
Yeah.
But you tell us your team and what your anxiety is for week one. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. Okay, let's see. Let's go to Kyle from Maine. Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Pat's fan, I'd say anxiety level is probably a 6 just because of depth. I don't want to see Mac Jones go out there with all support behind him and then kind of, you know, jam a finger or something like that and be out for 3 weeks.
You don't believe in Jarrett Stidham? Last year, y'all said Stidham was pretty damn good.
I've been hating on Stidham since we signed the damn guy.
I mean, think
I've
about
never
you.
Believed in Stidham. I thought Brissett was way by far better. Could have done a lot more in that system.
The good thing is you have a talented roster around Mac Jones. They're going to try and ugly it up. You're right, they have the best, all one of the top 5 offensive lines in the business. They're going to run the ball and try and play defense and limit the possessions and try and let other teams beat themselves. The problem was when you used to go against the Patriots before, because Tom was over there, you were always trying to press because you knew you had to get ahead. Like, we don't know if this kid can come from behind. We don't know if he can, you know, be a guy that can lead a guy before a team before the 2-minute warning. All the things and all the pressure that Tom Brady used to put on you is gone, right? You used to be like, oh man, we can't let them score before the half because they're going to get the ball back and then they're going to score again. Then they're up 2 scores. Now we got to get desperate. You don't have that same anxiety and fear with Mac and Cheese there.
All right, let's continue. Look at one more hand. We'll keep this going throughout the show because it is a lot of fun. We've got certainly a lot of games and a lot of teams we can get through. So keep the calls going on the Dr. Pepper call in line. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Before I take the next call though, Bart, you are ready for DraftKings? In a minute. I just want to make sure you are prepared.
If you're ready, you ain't got to get ready.
That's what I'm saying.
And I wasn't ready. I wasn't ready.
Well, we're running the hurry-up offense here as you came into the studio. So we continue. Again, let's go to Paul in Los Angeles, who actually wants to take you on about something. Go ahead, Paul.
Let's go, Paulie.
Hey, guys. Sorry, because you said anxiety for week one, and my anxiety is a little low for week one because it's the New York Giants. I'm a Broncos fan, right?
Ooh.
And I want Bart's take on something. Mm-hmm. Look at our defense on paper and tell me that's not a top 3 defense.
Easy.
Bart knows defense wins championships.
Listen,
am I crazy to think that we might surprise some people this year?
Nope. I think the Broncos are a sneaky playoff team. right? Teddy Bridgewater, you talk about the talent on the offensive side of the ball. You talk about Hamler. You talk about Judy. You talk about Sutton coming back, being healthy. Fant, one of the fastest, most athletic tight ends in the business. They put an offensive game around him. I tell you what, man, Javonte Williams is my candidate for Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
This dude is a beast from North Carolina. And guess what? He's backing up Melvin Gordon, who's a beast as well. And you talk about on the other side. Listen, they're trying to find a place where to put Patrick Surtain. Because guess what? They already got Kyle Fuller.
Well,
they got Ronald Darby.
But they're learning he could play multiple
anywhere.
Positions.
So they got Ronald Darby. They already have the number one safety in the league in Simmons, right? And then they got Chubb. And they got Chubb and they got Von Miller.
Yeah.
I'm not sleeping on him.
And they have Vic Fangio, who certainly knows what he's doing defensively.
Who's been on plenty of teams with me.
No,
so I know how he operates.
I'm with you. I think they are a
top five.
What the caller said too, they are a top five defense at worst.
Yeah.
They could be top three. Like, they are that good defensively. Yeah. It's a matter of, can that offense just.
Can Teddy Bridgewater just keep
Sutton, don't turn the ball over.
And Jerry Jeudy can have better interviews, like he, you know,
just catch
he
the
can
ball,
get better.
Jerry,
well,
Jerry,
no, it's the stars are better interviews
because
he destroyed us on the interview. Once he does that, that'll tell me that he matured. Maybe he can catch the damn ball.
We shall see. All right, this has been a lot of fun. And by the way, that is all Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. See, this is why I love the. That's why I love football season,
yeah.
Because we do stuff like this. You get the fans involved, you get the listeners involved, and we just go throughout the league and we go through it because this is how fans are. You understand? You are an athlete. I don't think you really understand this unless we're talking about a sport outside of football.
Yeah.
But there is an anxiety.
Excitement.
That, like, you guys probably deal with this going into each week, right? You have all
right.
week building
up. Reset.
And then there's this, like, anticipation for your game.
Yeah. We have to turn the page. Y'all get to live in it.
Fans go through that too, though. We not only do we then dwell on whatever happened
and we
Sunday.
We move on.
Yeah, you have to. We can't. We got a whole week now to be mad about what we just saw and then worry about what's coming. Well, if week one, there's no mad about what you just saw. There's just worry about what's coming. There's always an anxiety. We want to know what yours is. So we'll continue certainly with those calls. We got more absolutely to get to on the show, including, again, the Gerrit Cole injury and what it means for the Yankees.
Damn,
and, of course, the season opening tomorrow night, and that is the Bucks, the Cowboys, and what Dan Orlovsky had to say about what he thinks Tom Brady can do this season.
Yeah.
We're talking numbers like 17 and 55.
Yeah,
what
one.
Do those numbers mean? We will explain after Bart has this from DraftKings.
Now it's time to celebrate. The NFL is finally back, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL, has millions of reasons why you should be excited. Kick off the football season, DraftKings is giving new customers a free shot at $1 million top prize with a total of $4 million up for grabs on Thursday's opener alone. Getting in on Thursday night's single game showdown is easy. Draft six players from the season opener, stay underneath the salary cap, and see how your team stacks up against the competition. So head to the app now. Feel the NFL action like never before with a free shot at $1 million payday. Download the DraftKings app now and use promo code BART. This week, new customers can find a free shot at the $1 million top prize and $4 million in total prizes alone. Enter promo code BART and get a free shot at $1 million top prize with your first deposit. That's promo code BART, only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for more details. Your calls, your anxiety level after this.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Allen Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And he changed his shirt.
But it's still
good. Well, I just, you even had the opportunity to remove the white undershirt.
No, it's really white, but against crew other neck. White, against, no, this is like nice, man.
I didn't say
this
it wasn't.
Calvin Klein.
Listen,
this
you
like,
either you
it's like feel like silk and Pima.
It's silk a 35. And Pima?
This is a $35 t-shirt.
Well, that's a problem. That's your problem.
It's feels so
it
good.
Doesn't
it's like,
go. I
it's like
doesn't.
Your body.
So for everybody who's listening on radio and not watching on ESPN Plus, then really you're missing out.
Is that better?
It's well, no, because now you look like Urkel.
It's outrageous.
But you.
A nice Fendi.
You had the opportunity to take the white undershirt off.
Why
and
I
just
do
put
that? Like what undershirts help me be cool. I'm a pit sweater.
But
I'm a pit sweater. I
you shouldn't be showing it at your neck. Then get I'm going
to
buy you a pack of V-neck.
I need
three
to
pack of Hanes V-neck undershirts and then you don't have to worry about this problem.
No,
ever
listen,
again.
No, listen, listen. Buy me a three of V-neck of Calvin Klein.
I'm not in that tax bracket, Sonny. That is not me. Let me clarify something, by the way. We were talking about the Chargers, and I said injuries in the backfield. I know Austin Eckler is somebody that everybody believes is going to be a huge
– beast.
He's going to be a huge fantasy running back. But last year, he was injury-plagued.
Well, listen. That's
like they always seem to have – like that's a problem.
They're like the Mets. Yeah, San Diego's like the Mets. The Mets and the Yankees. They always LA. Got injuries all over the place.
So I'm just – anyways, going with that. So – bottom line is the Chargers are building up that offensive line, but the anxiety would be on that end of it, the fact that you're facing Chase Young right away out of the gate. All right, it's Barton Hunt, as I mentioned, coming to you live from Seaport District, Pier 17, brought to you by Chase. And you know family's everything. I've got peace of mind knowing my family's taken care of with life insurance. I recommend SelectQuote. SelectQuote has been helping families for over 35 years, plus quotes are free. Go to SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com. We will get back to your calls. The anxiety index for week one. As we will continue with that, but we do have to discuss this part, and it's something we mentioned yesterday, and it's worth bringing back only because this conversation continues. Hmm. Our good friend Dan Orlovsky was on Get Up this morning, mm-hmm. and you talk about just screaming it from the mountaintops.
Yeah.
He firmly believes that this year, Tom Brady not only with the Bucs can run the table and go 17-0. Mm-hmm. But he also believes that he can get a record, which is Peyton Manning's record, of 55 touchdowns in a season. Mm-hmm. And he believes so 17 and 55 are both on the table. Now, the extra game certainly helps with all records that could be available, right?
Right.
But the extra game also means a lot more difficult to get that undefeated perfect season. He's looking for a perfect season with the Bucs. Which he did it with the Patriots regular season,
yeah.
but couldn't finish the job, obviously, in 07 against the Giants.
Right.
I feel like this would be, of all the records, I think if you're the Miami Dolphins of 72, I think your perfect season, meaning undefeated and Super Bowl, I don't think now with the extra game, I don't think it'll ever be done.
I don't think it'll be done either, right? Because you think about how healthy you have to be and going for that, what it does to you in the playoffs.
And willing to do it.
Right.
Willing to play. Like, if you're Bucciari, why would you – why?
Why? Exactly. You got a 44-year-old quarterback.
Thank you.
JPP has been – it seemed like he's been around since the beginning of the game. I don't know how long he's been in the league, but, I mean, he looked like he was with the Giants forever. Now he's been with Tampa forever. You know, you got McClendon. You got Ndamukong Suh.
It's an older team. You brought everybody back, and it's an older group. And
Mike Evans is always hurt. Why would you do that? Because the goal should be to win the championship.
Yes.
Not to try and set some personal record. That's for you. That's for your ego.
72 Dolphins was 14 games.
Yeah.
Like, it's a much different story now. It's a much different league now. And you could argue, well, it's, you know, offense is different. It's not as brutal as it was back then. Okay, maybe you could say that. Maybe. But we're seeing
injuries. In the world of hamstrings. How about when this team from the South has to go play up in the cold weather and they're not used to dealing with cold weather and they sitting down and that you get that hamstring
help. Tom
Brady's
used to playing
but what I'm saying is you get that Tom Brady ain't never running nowhere. You got to run fast enough to pull a hamstring. You know what I mean? So I'm talking stuff like that, receivers.
You know what? You say that. And first of all, let's hear from Tom Brady. Again, talking about this season coming up, they open it tomorrow against the Dallas Cowboys. They begin the season on Thursday night trying to defend their Super Bowl championship. And here's Brady just talking about it. The repeat effort for the Bucs.
You know, what we did, no one could take away from us. So in one way, you're not really defending it much. You know, it's kind of in the books and, you know, they can't take away what we've done. It's really just a whole nother year and experience. So I think it's just more of, you know, we got a chance to go out and play the 2021 team the best we possibly can. I think, you know, as good as we were, as we played, you know, with the same group of guys, I'd love to see us you know, see where we can get this year. But again, it's all of it's earned. There's nothing given. You know, it's not about a bunch of hype or a bunch of build up and BS. You know, we got to go do it. And I think that's about a bunch of guys that are really mature that see ourselves as professional athletes. And, you know, we want to go out there and we want to put our best out there.
Yes, a group of guys that's very mature. In fact, that also means they're older. Experience, yes. I got to ask you, Bart.
Yeah.
And this is not to disparage. It's amazing to me that Dak Prescott is – how old is Dak Prescott? 26? How old
26,
is he?
26, yeah.
We're more concerned about a 26-year-old getting through a season than we are the 44-year-old.
Right.
Who has now taken off the knee sleeve, not wearing the ACL brace. He's Benjamin Button, apparently.
Right.
He's reversing age.
Until he's not.
And now I want to make the captain obvious. The quarterback is the most delicate position.
Yes.
If you lose your quarterback, your season's going the wrong way.
Well, the
Giants were able to get through it with Jeff Hostetler 1 year. Obviously, Nick Foles was famously able to do it as well with the Eagles. We have seen times where a backup quarterback has saved the season. But the Bucs are not that team.
No.
If considering all the expectations, all the attention, everything about it,
yeah,
it's to me the most precarious thing. That Tom Brady, like, we're just expecting Tom Brady to not only go 17-0 and then win a Super Bowl, but we're also expecting him to get through this season completely healthy with no issues.
Yeah. Well, he knows how to protect himself, right? We talked about the football acumen of some of these guys. He knows how to get the ball through. Remember how Chase Young was talking about, oh, Tom Brady, are we going to get him? He never touched him. Never touched him because the ball was gone, right? Because he knows the answers to the test because these guys – it's a new movie to them. It's just a rerun to Tom Brady. So that's one. And the fact that also when you think about, like, they can run the ball. They got versatility. But the issue is if Tom Brady goes down, that's true for every team almost in the league.
That's why I said
I
know
what happened. Yeah.
I know it's captain obvious.
But what I am concerned with is Tom Brady's talks about you have a mature team to a certain extent. Right, because what happens when you win championships, it's not the national commercials that people get. It's the guy that's the special team player that all of a sudden now he's endorsing the local car dealership. Right, it's those type of distractions. It's not really paying attention to detail. This is a team that lost 5 games last year, and I think they'll lose about 3 this year as well. Right, remember, they still have to beat the Saints. The Saints beat the brakes off of them.
Yes,
when I say beat the brakes off, no. They beat the – we thought, okay, well, no, Tom Brady was just learning the system that he's going to get him in the second game. Beat they ass worse.
That second time, yes.
Sometimes style makes fights. And I don't know what it is that Sean Payton has on Bruce Arians and what he has on Todd Bowles. But he knows how to destroy that defense, and he knows how to cripple that offense. Same people coming back. And for all the people out there who say, well, guess what? Michael Thomas is not going to be there. Well, guess what? Michael Thomas wasn't there last year at all either. So that don't matter. Then they're like, well, he had Drew Brees. Drew Brees was the reason why they didn't lose, not the reason that they won. Jameis Winston gives Sean Payton something that he's never had before. It gives him a number one overall pick pedigree, and it gives him a guy with a howitzer for an arm.
But if we go back to the anxiety meter, if I'm a Saints fan, my anxiety meter is this guy's replacing Drew Brees.
Yes.
And all I remember is he's a guy that turns the football over, and my anxiety is – does he revert back to the guy we remember, or has he changed? And I need to see that in week one. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 on the Dr. Pepper call in line. We'll continue with your anxiety meter. James Steele did chime in about his Chiefs, and I'll read that for you.
Yep. Can I remind people one thing?
What do you want to remind them?
Remember what Drew Brees was when Sean Payton found him. He was just a guy that got cut, got replaced by Phillip Rivers, right? That's what he was.
Okay.
And what did Sean Payton turn him into? Understanding that really Jameis Winston has a higher ceiling of that of Drew
Brees.
Talent-wise, to begin with, right? He was a guy that was trying to find his way. He was a guy that just got Wally pipped, got replaced, and look what Sean Payton did with him. That's all I got to say.
No, and we certainly shall see. Bart and Hunt, ESPN Radio, we are presented by Progressive Insurance. You can save big when you bundle your auto, home, motorcycle, RV, or boat. Visit progressive.com. You know, it's funny how Bart mentioned, we talked about age and players who have been in the league such a long time, you can't believe it. So the addition made by the Ravens is a player that when I tell you his age, you'll be like, what? He's been in the league forever, hasn't he?
Yep.
But will he make a difference for this AFC contender? We will discuss after Bart tells us about Vivid Seats.
Man, see, you didn't give me the heads up again.
I have to give you a heads up every time now?
Yeah, you know, I need you to hold my hand. But don't worry. It only takes
just in the playbook.
T minus.
Mm-hmm. We're not late at all. You know, take your time.
Well, listen, I love Vivid Seats, right? Right now, you talk about Vivid Seats. Football season's back. Baseball playoffs are right around the corner. And best of all, it's safe to return to live events. Means you can actually be there and see it live in action with Vivid Seats. From seats on the 50-yard line to the bird's eye view to parking passes, being there is all that matters. And get this, with Vivid Seats reward, you can earn rewards like free tickets. All you have to do is collect stamps, redeem, and repeat, and it's that easy. So grab your tickets today and cheer on your favorite team in the stands. Visit VividSeats.com or download the app today. Vivid Seats, experience it live.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bart and Han.
You feeling that?
Walking down the street at 2 a.m. I saw my name, Alan, and I say that's him. He got the taco meat. He shaved it off. It came right back, and he's the boss.
Bart Han.
I don't know. But then you can get away with rapping. I can rap old school.
Well, that's the old, the old school was just.
I can't go bibbity bibbity bop.
You just tell a story.
Yeah, you just talk.
Right.
Loudly.
Like iced tea, right? 6 a.m.
Police at my door. Right. That's a bar? Yeah. Bars!
Bart on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the show appear on the Goodyear Hotline. Kimberly Martin going to join us in a little bit here. But we want to tell you about how today is a day for doing and. The Ravens are doing. And this is brought to you by the Home Depot with everything you need for projects to do projects smarter, faster, easier. Welcome to today's Home Depot, how doers get more done. Bart Scott, Le'Veon Bell signed to the Ravens practice squad after they have some devastating injuries to their backfield.
Blasphemy. He went to the dark side.
So yeah, you're right. In that division for sure. But he's the thing that really got me the most, he's 29.
Yeah.
It felt like he's been in the league forever. Like it actually feels like he was once the best running back in the game, especially fantasy-wise.
Yeah, 4 years ago.
Forever ago. In fact, it was like 2017.
Yeah, 20 or yeah.
You believe that's 4 years ago.
It's crazy. Yeah, he opted out 1 year.
It's crazy to say a 29-year-old running back with very little mileage on him over the last 3 years.
Is done.
Can he help?
I mean, he went to Kansas City, did absolutely nothing. I tell you what, like that spot on the practice squad may be short-lived.
Why?
Because the Saints released Latavius Murray because of a contract dispute. He's 31 years old, but you talk about a guy that never really, only for a little while, maybe when he was in Minnesota, was the feature back. And he's a guy that, you know, fits that run style, that scheme. He's a downhill physical runner. Like Le'Veon Bell has that hesitation. Like this is a guy that I think could fit that running style a lot better. And he catches the ball just as good as Le'Veon Bell, which is what you missed from J.K. Dobbins.
I just think, you know, what's amazing about Le'Veon Bell is that he finished last season with the Chiefs after leaving the Jets. And he had a problem with Andy Reid.
How can you have a problem with the...
And he had no problem with Adam Gase, though. Loved Adam Gase. But Andy Reid, I'll never play for that guy again.
Adam Gase paid him a lot more money. Yeah. So it's a little different right there.
Maybe that's
you'll love
what
somebody
it's about.
Until they get $15 million a year.
So astronomical expectations being put on Brady and the Bucks, are they attainable? We'll discuss next. Bart and Han, ESPN Radio, ESPN+.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Han Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Han weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Han, the podcast.